In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. The gospel of this day tells us that a good plant cannot produce bad fruit, and that a bad fruit cannot produce, and that a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. Learn from this, then, that a good father brings up good children. But if parents are wicked, how can children be virtuous? Have you ever, says Christ the Redeemer in the same gospel, have you ever seen grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? It's impossible, or rather very difficult, to find virtuous children who are brought up by immoral parents. So fathers and mothers, be attentive to this sermon, which is of great importance to the eternal salvation of yourselves and of your children. Be attentive, young men and women who have not yet chosen a state in life. If you wish to marry, learn this day the obligations which you can contract with regard to the education of your children, and learn also that if you don't fulfill them, you will bring yourselves and your children very likely to perdition. Children have not been given to their parents as some sort of gift or little present, which they may dispose of as they please. They have been given as a trust, for which, if lost through their negligence, they will have to render an account to God. Sacred Scripture tells us that when a father observes the divine law, when he observes this law, both he and his children shall prosper. Now, the good or ill conduct of a parent may be known by those who have not witnessed it from the life which his children lead. For by the fruit the tree is known. A father, says the Book of Wisdom, leaves a family when he departs this life. It's as if he had not died because his sons remain and exhibit his habits and character. His father is dead, and he is as if he were not dead, for he hath left one behind, him that is like himself. Book of Wisdom, chapter 30, verse 4. If we find a son who has the habit of committing blasphemies or obscenities or theft, we have reason to suspect that such too was the character of the father. Thus, the Church Father Origen says, on the day of judgment, parents will have to render an account for all the sins of their children. He who teaches his son to live well shall die a happy and tranquil death, and he shall save his soul by means of his children, that is, by the virtuous education which he has given them. But let us come to the second point, that is, the means of bringing up children in the practice of virtue. I implore you, fathers and mothers, to remember what will be said now, for on it depends the eternal salvation of your souls and the souls of your children. St. Paul teaches sufficiently, in a few words, in what the proper education of children consists. He says that it consists in discipline and correction. And you, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the correction of the Lord. Discipline, which is the same as the religious regulation of the morals of the children, implies an obligation of educating them in habits of virtue by word and by example. First, by words. A good father should often assemble his children together and instill in them the holy fear of God. It was in this manner that Tobias brought up his little son. The father taught him from his childhood to fear the Lord and fly from sin. The wise man, the Book of Proverbs, says that a well-educated son is the support and the consolation of his father. Instruct thy son, and he will refresh thee and will give delight to thy soul. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17. But as a well-instructed son is the delight of his father's soul, so an ignorant son. Is a source of sorrow to his father's heart, for the ignorance of his obligations as a Christian is always accompanied with a bad life. It is related that round about the year 1248, an ignorant priest was commanded by a certain local synod to give a discourse. But while he was greatly agitated by the command, the devil appeared to him, to this priest, and said, and instructed him to say, "The rectors of infernal darkness salute the rectors of the parishes, because by their negligence in instructing the people, because from ignorance proceed the misconduct and the damnation of many." And the same is true of negligent parents. In the first place, a parent ought to instruct his children in the truths of the faith, particularly the four principal mysteries of the faith. If a parent does not instruct his children in the faith, the instruction from Holy Mother Church will be in vain. A priest will sit there or stand there and teach catechism or preach sermons until he is blue in the face and out of breath. But if the faith is not reinforced and cultivated and handed on in the home, it will be worthless. First, a parent must teach his child that there is but one God, the Creator and Lord of all things. Secondly, that God is a rewarder who in the next life will reward the good with the eternal glory of paradise, and will punish the wicked with the everlasting torments of hell. Thirdly, the mystery of the Holy Trinity, that in God there are three persons in one divine substance, who are only one God because they have one divine nature or essence. And fourthly, the mystery of the incarnation of the divine Word, the Son of God, who is true God and who became man in the womb of Mary, and who suffered and died for our salvation. Miserable will be the man who will sin regarding these holy maxims. Good parents should hand on the good maxims of the faith to their children. Queen Blanche, the mother of King Saint Louis, the King of France, used to say to him, "My son, I would rather see you dead in my arms than in the state of mortal sin." So let it be your practice to infuse into your children the maxims of salvation. Notably, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Everything on this earth has an end, but eternity never ends. So let all be lost, provided that God is not lost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.